Hey everybody, this is Sensei Anthony coming to you with another episode of the Karate Chronicles on, what's today? Today's Tuesday, June the 26th, and what I wanted to talk to you today is about my way versus the way. Now, there are a lot of different ways to teach a kick, a punch, whatever. I personally think that any teacher worth their salt learns a curriculum as it exists, right? Hopefully it's practical and realistic. And then after that, they spend the rest of their time trying to teach the art in such a way that it feels individualized and personalized to each of the students. For example, I'm 6 feet, about 185 pounds. What works for me may not work as well for someone who's 7 inches shorter than me and 150 pounds. This is not a knock, it's just the truth, right? So I would hope that instructors are personalizing their lessons or personalizing the techniques so that everyone feels like they can execute them when they need to. For example, a lot of people talk about how to throw the roundhouse kick. And the way I throw mine is not the only way, certainly not. But it works for me because I discovered that when I started sparring Thai boxers, their leg checks can actually hurt your leg. So the way I've learned to throw my kick, it doesn't matter if you raise your leg to check it or not, I'm not aiming for the thigh in the same way that other people are. That said, it looks a little awkward because people don't understand my intention or my goal, which is fine. People love to argue about semantics in the martial arts world. If you want to get into that, think about how many people talk about whether it's better to throw the hook with your palm down or with your palm facing inward. People love to pontificate, and they've got scientific evidence, and they can talk about biochemistry and bone alignment and all this stuff. The point of it is, I don't think people should focus too much on the way. They need to just focus on a way. And as long as that way is practical and realistic, the expression of that should not matter. For example, as a martial arts teacher, I do a lot of my beginning instruction from a horse stance. One, it gets people to loosen their hips, to strengthen their legs, it does a bunch of things. And you teach them balance from that position. But I have a student who snowboards, and while her stance is significantly more narrow than mine, and that's not just because I'm taller than she is, she's able to find balance and balance herself in a position that would make me feel unbalanced. Is her way wrong? Absolutely not. It works for her. She's able to execute from that position. I have other students who are yogi or ballerinas, and while their balance is not the same as mine, I think it would be foolish to try to change something that's working for them just because it's not the way I do it. I think that's where ego and blind adherence to dogma and tradition come in. Like my dad always says, and he's told me my entire life, tradition is okay, but the second that tradition impedes practicality and progress, you do away with the tradition, plain and simple. And for people who want to get their draws all in a knot about that, think about the fact that if they were to buy a weapon for self-defense, it would not be a musket. If it was a rifle, it would be a shotgun or a 30-06 or a 30-30, whatever the case may be. The point is, it would not be a musket. So when you're teaching, when you're learning, keep in mind that there is a way to do things that's not necessarily the way that you are taught. I mean, God forbid that you discovered something that worked better than what you were taught. I had a beginner student, I mean like very beginner, mention something in a way that totally changed how I teach evasive movement, bobbing and weaving. And I've been teaching at that point for years and years and years. So it's not about me being a novice teacher. It wasn't about me not having any experience. It's just that there's the way you're taught, and there's very likely a better or more efficient way. And as long as you're doing that, I think you're going to be okay as a teacher. So when you're teaching, think about it like my way, the way I teach it. And as long as you have a practical reason for that, everything will be well and good. As long as that way is practical and effective, you should be well and good. I just don't want people to start thinking that the way they're taught works. So it's the only way that works. That's very dangerous thinking, but I think it's very prevalent in the martial arts world. For example, the environment that fostered the low ground fighting stances of Pinsak Salat and Capoeira and Bondo and some of the other fighting systems where low fighting is not just available but refined. I think that even in a situation where those low stances aren't necessary or as functional anymore, people will stick to them because they work. Not thinking about the fact that there's a way that could work better. So when you're teaching, watch your students, because I have to say, and I tell my students all the time, thank you very much for making me a better teacher. My friend Adisa, the Bishop of Hip Hop, does that with his students, and I started doing it because it's absolutely true. We can't be good students, we can't be good teachers without our students. So we need to acknowledge them and appreciate them for what they're doing for us as we are doing for them. When you're teaching, please, don't have such a closed mind. If it's practical and realistic, and you can test it and get predictable, functional, reliable results, stick to that thing, because that's good, it works. But don't think about the fact, think about the fact that there may be a better way. For a long time, it was believed that Thai boxers, when doing a leg check, could not be kicked in their supporting leg until, of course, people started studying that leg check, and then they started kicking the supporting leg out from underneath people. So keep an open mind, folks. It can only benefit you as a teacher and as a student even. Don't be afraid to question what your teacher tells you just because he's a teacher. You know what I mean? It's not like they are a deity who keep all things intelligent and practical in a vault and they unleash it on you when they see fit. Keep an open mind. Does this make sense to you guys? I certainly hope so, because if not, I've been talking all this time for nothing, and I hate that. Check me out at martialartsoakland.com. Check me out on YouTube under Anthony Thomas Martial Arts. And by far the most important thing, please be kind to yourselves and each other.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.